The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Amen.
God is good
all the time.
And all the time,
God is good.
I welcome you to Possibility Night. Coming to you from Deliverance Assemblies of God, House of Destiny. Located at Pickfam Town. Near Ebony Hotel. Today is our final night of 7-day Possibility Nights. And this final night is very special because we are ending it by the breaking of bread. We are gathered to take communion as a seal to everything we have done. And so those of you online, get your communion things ready. Whatever you want to use to represent the bread or the body, and then whatever you want to represent the blood.
Amen.
Amen. Tonight, I want to summarize some of the things that we have been doing. And then we take communion. In the final 3 days, actually, we have been enforcing our clearance and possibility. But in the final days, we have been dealing with foundational issues. Using Esau and Jacob and Israel as our illustration.
Esau, Jacob, and Israel said,
in Hosea chapter 12, verse
3.
Hosea 12:3. In the womb he grasps his brother's heel. As a man, he struggled with God. When you have a Jacob in your life, when you have a Jacob in your family, when you have a Jacob around you, you don't have to sleep. You don't have to rest. Before I continue, Reverend Solo is here with us. Welcome, man of God. He's a pastor of... Oh, and the wife, Mrs. Solo. Oh, Reverend and Mrs. Solo. That's Mrs. Solo. Oh, you are welcome. He's the senior pastor of Mount of Hope. They've changed it to Center of Transformation. You need transformation. The place needs transformation. That is good. Amen. So, you are most welcome. Amen.
Amen.
If you have a Jacob around you, you don't have to sleep.
And since I would have...
A Jacob is someone who seeks every opportunity to take advantage of you. A Jacob will come around you and quickly see an opportunity in you. The Jacobs are very smart in seizing opportunities. Jacobs are selfish. They are self-centered. They only think about themselves. In my few years in ministry, I've interacted with many people. And I tell you, some people are selfish. When it comes to issues about them. But when it comes to other issues about people, no, they are very casual. Yes, it is good to be passionate about your personal issues. But you must be selfless also. So Joseph in the life of Esau, right from the womb, he struggled with his brother. As a baby, the brother was coming out, he was holding the leg of the brother. So right from the womb, Esau suffered a pulling back and pulling down. Pulling back and pulling down. Pulling back and pulling down. And this manifested throughout the life of Esau. His smart brother stole his blessing in Genesis 27. And the only option left for Esau was in verse 40. The father said, I have indeed blessed your brother. And he is really blessed. The only thing for you is that if you can become aggressive, you have to fight. You have to live by the sword. Say, Lord, help me. Say, Lord, help me. Say, tonight is the last night. Say, Lord, help me to overcome sleep, to overcome the flesh. Say, Lord, help me. Amen.
Amen.
I'm telling you, it's not easy. The last day is not easy. As I stand here, I know what I'm seeing. Myself, when I woke up, I have to call on God. But you see, the sacrifice is worth it. If it doesn't cost you, if it does not cost you, Christianity is not convenient. There is a price to pay. There are periodic prices. You must know what to do at a particular time. That is what sets us apart. When everybody is sleeping, to you, it may not be the time to sleep. Christianity is not corporate. Christianity is individualistic. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 And so Jacob was a problem to Esau. The only thing that was left for
Esau
was that you will live by the sword. You become aggressive. You become restless. When you become aggressive, then you can make it. Otherwise, forget. When Esau heard these words, he went all out. Say 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 all out. I've made up my life not to blame anybody for anything in my life. The day I had an encounter in prayer, and I realized that you don't have to pay to pray. You only need a pure heart, a clean heart to go before God. I say, I won't blame anybody. Even though indeed it may, my something that has gone down might be as a result of somebody, I will never. Because I can pray myself out. I can pray myself better. I can pray myself into any situation. I can pray myself into any position. That was what Esau did. In fact, as a matter of fact, that is the summary of this statement. But when you grow restless, you will throw off his yoke from off your neck. Restless in prayer. Restless in seeking the Lord. Restless in sacrifice. Restless in paying the price. That's exactly what we are here to do. Certain Jacobs were in our lives on the day of our birth. And we also saw in Isaiah chapter 1 from verse 12 to 15 the falling state of Israel. And God said, even when you pray many prayers, I will not listen. And Isaiah chapter 4 verse 2 to 6. Another condition of Israel. When God promised to purge Israel with the spirit of fire and judgment. And Ezekiel 16 1 to 9. Ezekiel 16 1 to 9. Another condition of Israel. Israel is the church in the diaspora. Israel was also an individual. So Israel was the name, the changed name of Jacob. And it became a nation. Tonight, we are here to conclude. But our corporate conclusion should be a beginning for somebody. I say our corporate conclusion should be the beginning for somebody. We are here to change our story. We are here to summarize everything. And to conclude with a communion. We are here to eat and drink to seal what the Lord has done. The rest you carry on with your declarations, with your prayers, with your sacrifices, with your acts of faith, as you align with the Holy Spirit. Say, Lord, I thank you for tonight. Say, oh Lord, today is my day. According to your word, in Hosea chapter 13, verse 13, about Israel, my time has come to break out. My time has come to break out. My time has come to break out. To break out of the womb. Any womb that has kept me. My time has come to break out of the womb of mediocrity, of the womb of obscurity, of the womb of poverty,
of the womb of scarcity, of the womb of generational cycles and patterns, of the womb of ancestral cycles and patterns, of the womb of tribal cycles and patterns, of the womb of family cycles and patterns, of the womb of parental cycles and patterns, of the womb of environmental cycles and patterns, I break out of the womb in Jesus' mighty name. Many of our battles are coming from the things we have inherited at birth. Our bloodline. When Jesus said it is finished, it was finished. Technically and eternally, it was finished. But practically and experientially, Third John 2. Is it Third John 2? I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health. Is it Third John 2?
Yes.
I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. I wish above all things that you prosper
and be
in good health. I wish the Spirit of God was speaking to Apostle John. How many of you are prosperous here? Let's see. Those who are prosperous by faith, let's see, including myself. Those who are prosperous by faith. Those who are prosperous by experience. Those who are prosperous by experience. Only one person. You see the trouble in which we are.
Oh, how are you?
By faith, we are prosperous. We believe that word. But we want to see it in our lives. That's all about Christianity. What God has spoken, our life must align with it. In aligning our lives with it, this is where the warfare is. This is where restlessness is. This is where sacrifice is. Let me tell you,
I'm in control.
The reason why I stopped going evangelism. When I go around, things I see, the poverty I see.
Oh, hear me home.
Now, how do you preach to such a person who is hungry? And you are telling that Jesus loves you.
How can you say yes to though?
Please, you have to protect yourself. But when you drive a four-wheel, when you drive Mercedes-Benz, you drive a Rolls-Royce, and go and park, and say, I am here to tell you that Jesus loves you. Everybody will come out and listen. Look, when you are preaching, they will wear the shoe you are wearing. And the person will be saying, you are sending me to where they wear such shoes. We need money. We need to be blessed. So that we impact. 2 days ago, I received a revelation. I started telling her, I said, we need money for the gospel. I have seen how money is needed for the gospel. Say, Lord, anything I have inherited from birth, which is my downfall, I am ending it tonight. Look, the things that are fighting us are the things we have inherited. Some of us today we are in church. Things you have inherited. They don't. There is heaviness and darkness on you. That is our battle. Some of you in marriage, the battle of your marriage is because of you, the wife. Some to the battle in your marriage is from you, the husband. The things you have inherited and brought into the marriage. That is why when you are married, anyone you marry, you will become one with the foundation of the person. You become one with the burden he brings into the marriage. And that is why your battles, that is why husband and wives must learn to pray together. So that you can win your battle. Yes, there are times you pray individually, but you must have times that you pray together. Our greatest victory in life and ministry, the two of us, is because we pray together. Almost every day. Even before we married, we were already praying together. We have kept that. We have kept that. I'm telling you one of our secrets. We pray together. We are prayer partners. We haven't left our prayers for prayer warriors to pray. The prayer warriors are praying to back us. But we don't know their heart. When somebody says, I'm praying for you, don't just leave the prayer. I had a prayer group. When I said they should pray for me, when they met, they were cursing me. You see, the pastor is proud. He's too proud. He's too proud. He's too proud. When I give them prayer topics, then the leader will say, put it aside. Then they start raising prayer points. God, humble our pastor. Humble our pastor. And one of the days, the Holy Ghost fell upon one of them. He came and confessed to me. So please, don't leave somebody to pray your prayer for you. Because you don't know the heart. God answers the heart. Say, Lord, tonight, we conclude through this communion. Anything we have inherited from the day of our birth, anything we carry in our blood, which is coming from our parents, our ancestors, from the day we were birthed in our womb, through this communion, we cancel it. We reject it. We resist it. Any hand, any power holding our heels, pulling us back, pulling us down. After tonight, we declare our liberty. We declare our freedom. We declare our liberty through this communion. What is happening? Are you people around? Are you alive?
Yes, Lord. Through this communion, we declare our liberty. We declare our liberty.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let the leaders come and start serving the communion. Today we are here to just take communion. Father, we bless this communion. We secure this communion.
Jesus.
In the secret place of the Most High, in the shadow of the Almighty. Father, let this communion be a seal.
Jesus.
A seal.
Jesus.
A seal of deliverance.
Yes, Lord.
A seal of permanent deliverance.
Amen.
A seal of permanent healing.
Amen.
A seal of permanent clearance.
Amen.
And possibilities.
Amen.
A change of story.
Amen.
After taking this communion, we want to see things beginning to happen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
In our lives.
Amen.
Father, let this communion be a reward for the 7 days
Amen.
Of sacrifice.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
You can start, come and pick and go and stand, and then we use the communion to make declaration. Please understand, the communion is not enough, so just pick one. Just pick one. It is not enough. Pick one. When some is left, some will say, I'll pick 3, 4, 4. No, this one, pick one. Just pick one. Anyone who is not here, that is the person's matter. When some is left, we'll tell you that some is left. Then you can pick for anyone that is not around. For now, just pick one.
Mojabi, receive our Calvary, Ekwawa, Mojabi, Mojabi, receive our Calvary, Ekwawa. Mojabi, receive our Calvary, Ekwawa, Mojani, Mojani, Mojani. Mochanimo, natu miwo. Mochanimo, natu miwo. To me, to me, to me, Jesus is Mojani, to me, to me, to me.
Jesus is mortal. Ayaresa. 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 Jesus is mortal. Sit down for a moment. In Matthew 26, from verse 17 to 30. Communion was taken in the night. On the first day of the festival of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Why do you want us to make preparation for you to eat the Passover?" He replied, "Go into the city to a certain man and tell him, 'The teacher says, my appointed time is near. I am going to celebrate the Passover with my disciples at your home.' Say, 'Lord,
tonight
is my appointed time.
It's my appointed time.
To begin to celebrate.
To begin to celebrate
my victory,
my elevation,
my breakthrough,
my dream,
my testimony.
Tonight
is my time.
It's my time
to begin the celebration.
To begin the celebration
of my victory.
Of my victory
over inherited patterns.
Over inherited.
Over inherited cycles.
Over inherited.
Over inherited habits.
Over inherited.
Over inherited problems.
Over inherited.
Over inherited challenges.
Over inherited
curses.
Over inherited curses.
So help me, Lord.
So help me, Lord.
Through this communion.
Through this communion.
I read on. So the disciples did as Jesus had directed them and prepared the Passover. When evening came, Jesus was reclining at the table with them. "Truly I tell you, one of you will betray me." They were very sad and began to say to him, one after the other, "Surely you don't mean me, Lord." Jesus replied, "The one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me." Say, "My Father in heaven,
my Father in heaven,
from today,
any bowl of betrayer
in my
any river of betrayer should dry up.
Any forest of betrayer should catch fire.
Any vessel of betrayer should be exposed.
In Jesus' mighty name. The Son of Man will go as it is written about him. A word to the man who betrays the Son of Man. It would be better for him if he had not been born. Then Judas, the one who will betray him, said, "Surely, you don't mean me, Rabbi." Jesus answered, "You have said so." While they were eating, Jesus took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body." Then he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink from this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." When they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. This portion, verse 29, Jesus was talking about communion after his resurrection. All the portions I've read was communion before his death. But he said, I won't take this kind of cup again. The next cup we shall drink will be the cup of victory, will be the cup of celebration, will be the cup of resurrection. Say tonight, I declare this cup, my cup of victory, my cup of celebration, my cup of victory, my cup of celebration, my cup of victory. Shall we rise up right now? Say, I hold in my hand my cup of victory, my cup of celebration, my cup of victory, my cup of celebration, my cup of deliverance, my cup of healing, my cup of resurrection. Say, I hold in my hand the cup of resurrection. I drink the cup of resurrection. I eat and drink the cup of resurrection, the cup of resurrection, the cup of victory, the cup of victory, the cup of celebration, the cup of deliverance. By this cup, I am delivered from all inherited patterns and cycles. I am delivered from the power of the enemy. I am delivered from the power of death, from the power of poverty, from the power of mediocrity, from the power of delays, from the power of deniers, from the power of struggles, from the power of sin, from the power of Satan, from the power of my ancestral hope, from the power of cycles and patterns of my generation. In this communion, I receive my victory, my healing, my deliverance. I eat to seal every declaration that I have made. I have made for 7 days. Every prayer I have made, I eat and drink to seal it. This cup represents my clearance and possibility. By this cup, I proceed to my next level. By this cup, I proceed to my next level. By this cup, I change my story. I change my story. I change my story. I eat and drink to change my story. To change my story. To change my story. To change my story. To change my story.
To change my story.
To change my story. I eat to advance
to the next level.
I eat
to receive
the impartation
for my clearance
and possibilities. As I walk,
doors should clear.
Doors should open automatically. Barriers should be removed.
From today,
nothing in me
should
resemble my ancestors,
my tribe.
Nothing in me
should look like
what happened to me
on the day of my birth.
Heal my spirit.
Heal my soul.
Heal my mind.
Heal my attitude.
Heal my behavior.
I eat by faith.
The name of the Father.
The name of the Son.
The name of the Holy Spirit.
The name of the Holy
Spirit. Shall we eat the victorious flesh? Say, I receive this cup. This is the evidence of my clearance and possibility. I drink this cup of victory. When Jesus drank it, it was a cup of pain.
It was a cup of pain.
It was a cup of suffering.
It was a cup of suffering.
It was a cup of denial.
It was a cup of denial.
It was a cup of betrayal.
It was a cup of betrayal.
It was a cup of exchange.
It was a cup of exchange.
But after his resurrection.
But after his resurrection.
This cup. Became the cup of celebration.
Became a cup of celebration.
The cup of victory.
A cup of victory.
The cup of the resurrection.
The cup of resurrection.
The cup of advancement.
The cup of advancement.
The cup of increase.
The cup of increase.
The cup of change.
The cup of change.
And so tonight, I receive it as much.
I receive it as such.
And I drink it.
And I drink it.
To manifest.
Victory.
In every aspect of my life,
I drink it
to manifest celebration. In every aspect of my life,
I drink it
to manifest resurrection,
life.
In every aspect
of my life,
I drink it
to manifest
deliverance, total deliverance from inherited things,
inherited patterns.
Inherited cycles.
I drink
for my deliverance from patterns and cycles. I drink
for the healing
of my mind,
for the healing
of my soul,
for the healing
of my body.
I drink
for a reset
of my foundation,
a resetting of my foundations.
I drink for a change
in my story. Karatashkirataka Librataka Shakara Shakaratakash Shakratuski Aka Nakratuska Aratuska Ratakoshka Shakarataka Lakratuski Aka Ratakashikata Lakratuska Atakaratuska Aka
Makotalabasataya Rakabali Prokoto Rakabali Pekete Rakabali Prokoto Yadaya Rakabali Prokoto Yada Rakabali Prokoto.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say by faith.
By faith.
I drink. In the name of God the Father.
Name of God the Father.
In the name of God the Son.
Name of God the Son.
In the name of God the Holy Spirit.
Name of God the Holy Spirit.
I anoint myself.
And I drink.
Shall we drink right now? Begin to declare. Let every aspect of my life be fruitful. Let every aspect of my life manifest victory, manifest fruitfulness, manifest increase, manifest advancement. Every aspect of my life be fruitful,
be productive.
Every aspect of my life be healed,
be restored,
be restored. I am restored.
I am cleared.
To proceed to the next level.
I will never remain
in this level.
Again.
From tonight,
I have entered into another realm.
Whether the devil likes it or not, there is a turnaround.
There is a change.
There is a turnaround.
There is a change.
My story has changed.
My story has changed.
My story has changed.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Just bless the Lord for what He has done.
Thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We give you praise. We celebrate you, Lord. We recognize your sovereignty, your greatness, you God. We reverence you, Lord. We lift you high. We say you are God. You are King. You are the Almighty. Bless her. Be your holy name, O God. Libro Kabade, Rakabade Koto, Makaya Brande, Rakatorobose, Rakabale Prokoto, Rakabale Prokoto, Libre Ketele Masa, Rakatalabase Kete, Makaya Brande, Reketele Basanda, Makuria Bakata, Leke Ato Barekete, Makaya Brande, Rekaba la Prokoto, Yaderi Masanda, Makuria Bababa, Reketele Masanda, Rakabale Prokoto.
Say from tonight, I break the power,
I break the power
of
Jacob
in my life.
In my life.
I break the power,
I break the power
of any evil hand,
of any evil hand
holding me,
pulling me back,
and pulling me down.
Pulling me down.
I break myself off.
I break myself out.
I break myself out
of every womb.
As I seal
everything
in this communion
I break out
and I break forth,
and I break forth.
I break out
and I break forth,
and I break forth in Jesus' mighty name. Let me declare on you and then we close. Please, if you have a seat, just take a seat. Today we should have taken a special offering. Bring me the offering book. If you have connected to the altar, that's okay. Yes. I should have told you. Yes. Say, Lord.
Lord.
With this seed.
With this seed.
I seal and secure.
I seal and secure.
Every declaration
every
I have
declaration.
Made.
Every declaration. Every declaration.
With this seed.
With this seed.
I seal
and secure
every declaration.
I sow this seed
on the altar
in the offering bowl
to complete the cycle of every declaration that we have made this whole week in the mighty name of Jesus Christ please you can come and drop your seed. Just come and drop it in the bowl. Just come and drop it. So I exchange my poverty, my scarcity.
I exchange.
My lack, my scarcity,
my poverty.
I exchange with the riches of Christ.
With the riches of Christ.
With the fruitfulness of Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
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 Father, we thank you for how far you brought us. We bless your name and exalt you. Father, for 7 days, we have been going through possibility night. Today we crown this night with communion. Let the flesh we have eaten and the blood we have drunk continually speak for us.
Amen.
For the second half of this year, we declare and decree that our former experiences must change for
Jesus
the better.
Name.
Loneliness must disappear.
Jesus
singleness
name.
Must disappear.
Jesus
poverty
name.
Must disappear.
Jesus
sickness and diseases must
disappear.
Rejection must disappear.
Jesus
betrayal must disappear.
Jesus
delays must disappear.
Jesus
deniers must disappear.
Jesus
disappointments must disappear.
Jesus
we declare a highway.
Amen.
We usher ourselves.
Amen.
Into the highway.
Amen.
Into the highway.
Amen.
Of clearance.
Amen.
And possibility.
Amen.
We usher ourselves.
Amen.
Into the highway.
Amen.
I usher you into the highway.
Amen.
of clearance and possibility. Highway 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 of clearance and possibility. In every aspect of your life. In your family.
Amen.
In your father's house.
Amen.
Your mother's house.
Amen.
At your workplace.
Amen.
In your community.
Amen.
In your environment.
Amen.
In the church.
Amen.
Wherever you are, I usher you.
Amen.
I usher your steps.
Amen.
Into the highway. Into the highway.
Amen.
Into the highway.
Amen.
Of clearance.
Amen.
And possibilities.
Amen.
I therefore decree. I therefore decree.
Yes, Lord.
And declare.
Amen.
Proceed.
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 Amen.
To the next level.
Amen.
You are unstoppable.
Amen.
You are unconquerable.
Amen.
No power can stop you. No power can stop your dream. No power can stop your testimony. No power can stop your destiny. No power can stop your expectation. No power can stop your star. No power can stop your prophetic word. No power can stop your prophetic dream. No power can stop your marriage. No power can stop your expectation. No power can stop your heart desire. Proceed with it. 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 There is a breakup.
Amen.
In the atmosphere.
Amen.
There is a breakup.
Amen.
In the environment.
Amen.
There is a breakup.
Amen.
There is a breakup.
Amen.
All barriers are broken.
Jesus.
All impediments are broken.
Jesus.
All altars are broken.
Jesus.
All blockades are broken.
Jesus.
All mountains are removed.
Jesus.
Proceed.
Amen.
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 To the next level.
Amen.
To the glorious end.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
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 In the first week of August, we are going to organize a time like this for personal corporate deliverance. The Lord has just spoken to me. The whole month of August is our prayer festival. And in the first week, we are going to revisit this. There are some prayers you need to be praying once in a while. Because as long as we live here on earth, our battles will not end. We clear them, we move on. We clear them, we move on. We clear them, we move on. And every situation is a schoolmaster. Any situation God allows, He is using it to train you. But then we must know how to clear things and move on. So that we don't live as prisoners. Stretch your hands towards me. I bless you this day.
Amen.
I set you apart.
Amen.
From today, may you be recognized.
Amen.
Anywhere you go, may you be different.
Amen.
I change the aura around you.
Amen.
I change the fragrance around you.
Amen.
I change the scent around you.
Amen.
The spiritual fragrance.
Amen.
The spiritual aura.
Amen.
I change it.
Amen.
I change it.
Amen.
I change it.
Amen.
I change it.
Amen.
When people spot you from afar, they should know who you are.
Amen.
Anyone that will meet you should become a blessing to you.
Amen.
Even your enemies should become a blessing to you.
Amen.
From now. Even those who are standing against you should become a blessing to you.
Amen.
When witches meet and your name comes into their mind, they should begin to bless you.
Amen.
They should begin to bless you.
Amen.
Every activity of the enemy should turn into a blessing.
Amen.
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 Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.